Simon & Schuster Audio presents Carousel Court by Joe McGinnis Jr. Read by Corey Brill and Joy Osmansky.
I felt very still and very empty, the way the eye of a tornado must feel, moving dully along in the middle of the hullabaloo. Sylvia Plath.
Slither up just like a snake upon a spiral staircase. Kurt Vile. Dream extreme. Those words welcomed them to Serenos months ago, in June, before the heat. It's August now, and they don't see the white sign anymore, don't pay attention to it. If they did notice it as they race along the Corona freeway heading home, what they'd see instead would be the red graffiti tags defacing it. Nick and Phoebe McGuire make a sharp turn and pull their dirty white Subaru Forester into Carousel Court. Jackson sucks a blue pacifier. Nick pulls his Mets cap lower, shields his eyes from the wind. Everything is bathed in this orange hue, like a vintage photograph. Looking around, abandoned new construction homes, kids playing outside on a yellow lawn, despite rumors of mountain lions and bobcats, pit vipers, and Latino gangs trolling for new turf. The flap of an orange tent pitched in front of a house flutters wildly in the relentless wind that roars down mountain passes and through the valley on a straight trajectory toward them. A bullet train. A single spark these days, the dry season, will burn the whole place to the ground. And there's the house, bigger than it should be. It's not on fire, though Nick wishes briefly it were, because what it is worse. It's underwater, sinking fast, has the three of them by the ankles, and isn't letting go.
1. Phoebe opens her eyes before the alarm. She does this lately, since they arrived. On low-dosage days, the ground beneath her hardens, common sounds are shrill, Jackson's cries more urgent, Nick's words more hollow. Above her, the blades of the ceiling fan rotate too fast, send chilled air across Jackson's exposed arms. He sleeps fitfully next to her, and she pulls his small blanket over his shoulders. Last night he was inconsolable, or she was. She could remove the pacifier from his mouth and wake him, but watches him instead. There are 14 bones in the human skull, 8 surround the brain. She brushes his forehead where the bruise yellowed, then finally faded. It's almost 7, and Nick still isn't home. Knowing how exhausted he'll be, she scrambles eggs and slices ripe mango for him and leaves them on a plate in the microwave, and sends him a text telling him they're there in case he feels like skipping the morning rush at Starbucks on the way home. When she leaves the house, it's already hot, and Phoebe holds Jackson to her chest with one arm while her free hand pulls the heavy red front door closed behind her as the ADT chimes. Her day will be spent driving. Always driving. At daycare, she kisses Jackson's warm forehead. She says, "Duck, duck," and he says, "Goose," and laughs. She looks back once, as she does each time she leaves her son in this strip mall 3 miles from Carousel Court, and blows him kisses. She pushes against the glass door, out into the heat and glare of another day. She should be home with him. She hates herself. Just after 10 in the morning, she's alone on a freeway that connects her to the other side of the city and all the ugly retail strips and offices, and despite the heat and harsh sunlight and the cool air-conditioned car and the helicopter buzzing overhead, this middle part of each morning is a gentle breeze. The zenith of Klonopin Highway happens an hour after she swallows the last of 4 pills. She sends Nick...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?